back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, it's so good to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, it is wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to know that your sins are forgiven, to know that in your spirit you have the Holy Spirit of God living within you, to know that he is the power of God indwelling you, there to enable you to do what's right, to walk in righteousness, to walk in Christ-likeness, to bring glory to the Lord Jesus, to say no to sin, to turn away from sin, to walk victoriously over sin. Oh, beloved, how wonderful is the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. And that's what we were discussing in our last broadcast, that the Holy Spirit, Jesus asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit, and that now the Holy Spirit is the one who does the work of salvation within the believer. And he's the one that draws us to Christ, and he's the one that enters in when we put our faith and trust in Jesus. He moves into our spirit. When we talk about receiving Christ as our Savior, it's Christ who comes in through the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, as we saw last time in Romans 8, verse 9. He's called the Spirit of Christ, and so he comes into our spirit when we accept Jesus as Savior. As John 3:6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Holy Spirit of God renews our spirit. He moves into our spirit. Now remember, we've already discussed 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where it talks about man being a triune being with a body, a soul, and a spirit. The spiritual part of man. That's the part of man that relates to the spirit world, whether it's the Holy Spirit or whether it's demonic spirits and evil spirits. And there's so much spiritual activity that goes on around us. Many times we're unaware of it, but there's much spiritual activity that goes on around us all the time. And these are fallen angels. The evil spirits are fallen angels that were cast out of heaven when Satan was cast out. Now, Satan still has access to heaven, as we saw in the book of Job, chapter 1, where Satan came into the presence of the Lord and God talked to him. But he doesn't anymore dwell in heaven. He's now called the prince of the power of the air. He dwells in the atmosphere and comes about and walks around on the earth, as he said there in Job chapter 1. And so, beloved, Satan has demon spirits, Revelation chapter 12. And we'll get into all of this as we talk about new birth blessings. And so I don't mean to cause you confusion, but we're just doing a brief review right now concerning the blessings that are ours in Christ through the new birth, being born into the family of God. And we've talked about how that in Revelation chapter 12, that Satan and a third of the angels of heaven were cast out with Satan. And those are the demon spirits that go about whispering their lies to men. And that's why you as a child of God need to be careful about listening to the evil things that Satan would whisper or his demons would whisper and seek to lead you into that which is impure, that which is unclean, that which is contrary to God's will and God's best for your life and for mine. But through the indwelling Holy Spirit, oh yes, beloved, We're told in 1 John chapter 4, greater is he that is in you, that's the Holy Spirit of God, than he that is in the world, that's Satan and his demonic forces. God's Holy Spirit in the child of God is greater and more powerful and more mighty than Satan and his demonic forces, and than indwelling sin. As Romans chapter 7 talks about sin that indwells the old physical body of man, and how that sin is what lures us to walk after that which is impure and unclean and evil, and opens the door for Satan and satanic activity in the life of an individual. And people that are demon-possessed are people who have opened the door to the devil, and demons have entered into their spirit and are at work in their spirit. But praise God, the child of God has the Holy Spirit living in his spirit, and Satan has no access into the spirit of the child of God. He may come to whisper his lies. A Christian can come under demon oppression and can be oppressed by demon powers and caused to be discouraged and downhearted and feel overwhelmed. But, beloved, you have the power of God in you through the Holy Spirit to say, no, I will not listen to that. I will not give in to satanic activity and satanic work about me and to the demons of Satan that are at work around me. I will not yield to them and listen to their lies and listen to their evil whispers and buy in to what they're saying. No, I will say no to them and their evil suggestions to do what's wrong, whether it's to walk after lust or after drugs or after alcohol or after gossip or other sins of the flesh. But no, I will say no to them through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so, beloved, it's a wonderful thing to be a child of God, to be indwelt by the Spirit of God. Yes, there is a battle. There is a conflict that the believer enters into through the indwelling Holy Spirit and indwelling sin and demonic forces and the powers of darkness that are at work about us. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And, O beloved, we do have victory in Jesus over the forces of evil and the powers of darkness by the Holy Spirit who indwells and lives within us. Well, we've been discussing all of these things concerning the indwelling Holy Spirit and how that God has sealed us and given us the guarantee of the Holy Spirit. And that word sealed means that he has covered us with his blood and has protected us from the powers of darkness so that Satan cannot take away our salvation, that we are eternally secure. And by the way, beloved, that's what eternal life is. That's the kind of life that one receives when they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and accept him as Savior. We're promised, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, mankind, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of the world, that whosoever would believe in him and put their faith and trust in his death, burial, and resurrection, accepting and believing what he did for us, should not perish, which means to go to Hades, a place of temporary confinement, until it will be cast into the lake of fire at the great white throne judgment, as is pointed out in the book of Revelation chapter 19 and 20. But, beloved, will have eternal life. And that's the kind of life we have in Jesus Christ. Life that is eternal. And the child of God who has that individual who has believed in Jesus Christ has become a child of God and will never taste of the second death. Oh, beloved, I have already passed from death into life, we're told in 1 John. I have life eternal. I'm never going to die. John 11, Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, and we were dead in trespasses and sin, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And, beloved, I'm never going to die. Now, this body is going to die. This body is just the earth suit that I use while walking here on earth. There's coming a day, praise God, when I'm going to move out of this old earth suit. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to graduate into the glorious presence of the Lord, which the Apostle Paul said is far, far better. He knew because he had had that blessed experience, as 2 Corinthians 12 talks about, whether in the body or out of the body, he said, I cannot tell, but I was caught into the third heaven, and he said, I saw things that it's not lawful for me to share. But after that, Paul said, I'd rather depart than be with Christ, which is far better. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he talks about this old earthly tabernacle, and how that it will be glorious to be delivered from it into the glorious presence of the Lord. So death for the child of God's not a terrible thing. It's even spoken of in the Bible as a sleep, going to sleep. And after a hard day's work, beloved, you look forward to going to sleep. You might even go to sleep at the dinner table because you're so tired. And oh, it feels so good to be able to lay down and get a good night's sleep. And, beloved, that's what we do with this old body. We just lay it down, and it goes to sleep. But we go into the presence of the Lord and are alive for time and eternity because we have eternal life given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, there's so many wonderful, wonderful truths that are ours in Christ. It is such a privilege, such a joy, such a blessing to belong to the Lord Jesus, to know Him as Savior, to know the forgiveness that He gives, the cleansing from sin, the liberating from the control and dominion of sin. Oh, beloved, all of this is ours in Jesus Christ. And we're going to be discussing that in the days to come in our broadcast. So I hope you'll continue to join us. Until next time, beloved, goodbye.